I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of All About Fitness. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip, and what I'm going to talk about today is the use of social media for behavior change. This is very interesting. One of the most important components, well, first let me take a step back. Recently, Bill Maher came out and talked about how we need to bring fat shaming back. Do we really have to have that discussion? And this kind of hits home a little bit because I ran into Bill Maher one time in a gym and I just made a comment. You know, I'd watched his show or I was a fan of his show and I just, said something to him and he made such a stupid asinine remark back. He was just like, how dare you talk to me? That was the last time I watched his show. I don't think I've watched Bill Maher's show for a number of years now because he was such a dick. I try not to cuss on the podcast, but Bill Maher, you're a dick. Anyway, so to have him come out in fat shame, I think is pretty ironic. He's about 5'7", maybe 140 pounds, maybe. So dude, Bill, lift a weight or two, grow some muscle. But that doesn't help anybody, does it? You know, I did the same thing. But does that help? That doesn't feel good. What we need to do is look at creating a positive experience because that relates to bullying. What Bill just did, what I did, relates to bullying. And we're trying to work against that. You know, we live in a society right now where we have a bully in chief sitting in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You know, right? I mean, we have somebody who gets on. We have somebody who we elected to the highest office in our land who uses social media to bully people. Not just regular, not other politicians, but, our president has actually bullied individuals via social media. That's one of the downsides of social media. But here's the interesting thing. There's been some research and there's been some observation that social media, even though in the hands of some people can be a destructive tool, social media can be a really positive tool for behavior change. One of the most important components of behavior change is being inspired by others. It's what's called vicarious experiences. Vicarious experiences, meaning somebody that looks like you, that you can relate to, who you can connect with. If I see somebody else, another 40-something-year-old guy, trying something, and I see that he can do it and I can relate to him, it gives me the confidence to give that a try. That's what a vicarious experience is. I see somebody else I can relate to being successful, whether it's doing exercise or whatever it is. If I see somebody modeling that behavior that I can relate to, it allows me to attempt to model that behavior too. And that's what researchers, social behavior and behavior theory researchers are starting to observe about social media. The benefit of social media is that it can create and support positive behavior change. That's when you have, if we're friends and I post, hey, I ran 5 miles today, that might motivate you to do the same. Or if I'm trying to lose weight and I put up, posting, if I post my journey, using social media can help hold me accountable for my weight loss. It can put me in with a positive, it can create positive influence. We can create a positive support. That's what we're seeing with social media. And think about that. I know this happens to me and I'm sure it happens to you as well. How many times have you been sitting there and it's one of those days where God, I really want to work out, but you're just not feeling it. You're just not, whatever it is. You're busy, stuff's going on, life's happening, right? And you're like, I really want to work out, but you just might not be motivated. What happens when you pick up your feed and you scroll through the gram for a few minutes? I don't know about you, but all I need to do is see a few friends, a few people post exercise videos on Instagram, and I'm like, okay, I'm motivated. I'm ready to go. That's where it can be a positive trigger. So let's look at the way we can use social media to create adherence, to create support. That's one of the big things, right? Is we can use social media. We can use Twitter to give people a high five. You're doing a great job. One of the things I love seeing is I love seeing weight loss stories. I love seeing people who for whatever reason, forget Bill Maher's fat shaming. Change has to come from within. Somebody's not going to change just because some little pint-sized shrimp who has a TV contract behind a desk is saying something. Change comes from within. We don't know what causes people to change. But what we do know is we have the right support environment. If we have the right support mechanisms, change is possible. There'll be some times when people, stumble and they stop and they maybe have a lapse back to their old behavior. But changing your behavior takes a long time. And it takes a lot of social support. You need to have your family on board. You need to have your friends on board. And if you have family and friends, whether they're in real life or virtual, supporting you and your efforts for behavior change to start an activity program, to start exercise, that means the world. And think about that. How much does it mean when somebody gives you a pat on the back and says, hey, you're doing a great job? You know, that's so important. So when we look at people and we see people that are heavier, a friend of mine, Jamie Atlas, who's been on the show, Jamie's a trainer, a personal trainer and a fitness studio owner out of Denver, Colorado. And 2 or 3 years ago, Jamie Atlas posted a meme on Instagram that said making fun of a fat person at a gym is like making fun of a homeless person at a job fair. Why are you making fun of somebody trying to better themselves? You know, so anytime you see anybody who's trying to make a positive step forward, anytime you see anybody who's trying to make positive behavior change, don't make fun of them. Embrace them. How can we help them? You know, how can we give people a hand up? How can we give people support? You know, when I was training full time and as a full time group fitness instructor, anytime I saw somebody who's been coming to the gym regularly and I noticed that they had made a change in their body, I would say, hey, I can tell a difference. You're doing awesome. Keep coming back. You know, that's the type of support we need to do, whether it's from an instructor or whether it's from a friend or whatever. But when you see that, and when you see that type of stuff, give people a high five. If you see somebody on social media who's posting about their success, whether they dropped 1 pound or 100 pounds, give them a virtual high five. We got to create a community. Because remember, guys, if you're listening to my show, what you're not going to get here is a lot of bro humor. You're not going to get a lot of stuff about farts and weightlifting and all that. You're not even going to get a lot of stuff about biohacking. What you are going to get is a positive environment where everybody wants to see everybody else succeed. That's what I want for you. I want you to be able to use exercise or fitness or activity or movement. I want you to be able to use whatever, however you want to categorize it. It can enhance your quality of life. That's what it can do. So when we look at social media can help influence positive behavior change. If you have a network of friends, if you have a network of supporters on social media, then that can help you create the change. And maybe you've been that person who has started and stopped, who might exercise for a few weeks, you do great, you see a little bit of results, and then life gets in the way. That happens to all of us, even me. Social media can be that thing that lifts you back up and gets you back into the gym on those days when, you know what, it just might be a little bit hard. So on that tip, that thought for the day, that quick fit tip is in your social media, look for those other positive influencers out there. Look for those people that are lifting each other up. My buddy Mark Cornell at Open Mind Fitness does a phenomenal job of this. Brandon Wagner is another buddy of mine. They're doing a phenomenal job of doing positive social media. So I'm going to link to those two below. And if you have something positive in your social media, link to Mark, link to Brandon, link to myself. Pete McCall_fitness at Instagram.com, or I'll have that in the show notes, but that's my handle on Instagram, is Pete McCall_fitness on Instagram. I said .com, whatever. But if you want to connect with me on Instagram, it's Pete McCall_fitness. I want to watch your success. I want to see you change. There are going to be days where you do great, and there are going to be days where, you know what, give yourself a pat on the back and wake up again and give it a try tomorrow. But let's support each other. Let's give each other a high five. Let's be virtual buddies here, right? Let's help each other. So link to me and I'll follow you back. And let's all just support each other and try to help each other out with that. So with that, again, Mark Cornell is Open Mind Fitness. Brandon Wagner, I don't know his tag off my head, but these are two buddies of mine. They're also master trainers who are doing some killer stuff. They're extremely positive. And if you need that positive, if you need that positive lift, if you need that positive boost to help with your workouts, please tag us, link out to us, and we're here to help you and support you. So thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.